Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Monday, March 31st, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Well, students in Arizona got a taste of the police state this weekend after the Arizona Wildcats men's basketball team lost in overtime. Students there poured out of the bars onto the streets of Tucson to find close to 100 militarized cops dressed in riot gear and wielding batons. Students there said riot police were all dressed up for a riot and had no riot to go to. Here, this video shows a female student in Arizona getting brutally knocked down by riot police, seemingly for no reason at all. Now, videos that were uploaded over the weekend show cops in Arizona intentionally inciting violence by firing pepper rounds into the crowd of students and attacking innocent bystanders. One guy is being called the Terminator of Tucson as he takes a few rounds to the stomach in his American flag shorts. Now, of course, the only threat this student poses is that he's not afraid of what's going on. This is what a police state looks like. Police beating people down for absolutely no reason at all. It sucks that this had to happen over a basketball game, but perhaps that's just what the average person needs to see, that it's not just domestic terrorists and political activists who are going to be facing these militarized police. It's just your average, everyday college student watching a basketball game. All of you sports fans out there are now domestic terrorists. But it might be too late for the residents of Long Island to see this and turn back the tyranny there. Authorities have launched a crackdown on homeowners who rent their house out to unregistered tenants. It's a new zero-tolerance program that will see police conduct home inspections without notice. Landlords in the Long Island community of Westbury will be targeted by a newly created police housing enforcement unit that will modify search warrant law to eliminate prior notice and aggressively use warrants and housing sweeps on a regular basis. Residents are even being encouraged to report their neighbors to authorities if they suspect they are housing tenants who haven't been registered with the government. And a local station gave out an email address and phone number encouraging viewers to report a suspected illegal rental. So goodbye, Airbnb and the like. But this isn't about protecting citizens from criminals there. This is about taking down those homeowners who may have been making a little extra cash renting out a bedroom and then not reporting any of those profits to the IRS. That's what this is all about. It's about taxes. And so now these people have no rights, apparently, because they're just going to get unlawfully searched in their homes without a warrant. So this is absolutely disgusting, and shame on anybody out there if you actually call that number and tattle on your neighbors and play into this whole tyranny. Now, we're reporting the Bilderberg has just released their latest meeting. It's going to be taking place in Denmark at the end of May. Now, of course, we all know that this meeting is comprised of the most powerful heavyweights in banking, technology, royalty, politics, and the press. And of course, over the years, we have forced Bilderberg out of the shadows. And so they've been forced to create a little website that gives the dates and an edited attendee list and their little general agenda. But it's much like how the mainstream media will typically cover the news. They're going to only give this tangential coverage, if not outright diversion coverage. So now with this Bilderberg website, they can say, hey, look, we're not this secret meeting. We're not these evil people behind closed doors. We're just the most powerful people in the world talking shop over a golf game. And that's exactly how the mainstream media is going to treat it as well. Just look away. But as usual, we here at InfoWars will be staying on top of this upcoming Bilderberg meeting because, of course, as we've reported, there are innumerable circumstances where we can see this organization having a direct impact on global policy. Now, of course, one of the things that they've talked a lot about at Bilderberg is climate change and how to control this message of climate change. And, of course, right on time, the UN scientific panel there has warned if the world doesn't cut pollution of heat-trapping gases, the already noticeable harms of global warming could spiral out of control. The Obama White House says it's taking this new report as a call for action, with John Kerry saying the costs of inaction are catastrophic. And due to climate change, people are going to become more vulnerable to sinking deeper into poverty. Right. as if it's not the globalists who are directly responsible for sinking nations into poverty. Now they can just blame economic disparity on global warming. Just blame everything on global warming. Let's blame the millions they wasted on healthcare.gov on global warming. And so just what is the White House planning on doing to help combat this global warming, their contribution to the whole Agenda 21 planning and regulation? Well, they are going to be regulating cow flatulence as part of its climate change plan. They plan to cut down methane emissions from the dairy industry by 25% by 2020. So I don't really know how they plan on capturing these cow toots, but that is their plan nevertheless. Now, as far as regulating anyone else who denies man-made climate change, jail time. At least that's the demented suggestion of Gawker's Adam Weinstein. He says, "We have laws on the books to punish anyone whose lies contribute to people's deaths. It's time to punish these climate change liars. Denialists should face jail. They should face fines. They should face lawsuits from the classes of people whose lives and livelihoods are most threatened by denialist tactics." So what's next? Perhaps opponents of Obamacare are the cause of illness and death for uninsured poor people? Or what about the 75,000 Americans that die every year from hospital infections, or those who deny that pharmaceuticals are directly linked to mass shootings? Shouldn't those people be fined for the lives they have ruined for denying that that's the real cause? Now, Weinstein's piece came just days before the UN climate report, which one professor ordered that his name be removed from that report because it was too Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. But despite the fact that climate scientists are time and again, their proclamations have proved to be exaggerations, they're doubling down on this whole doomsday rhetoric. And now they've got the help of Hollywood. So we've reported before how the movie Noah completely corrupts the biblical version of events. They paint a picture of an earth suffering under the environmental extremism of man. So apparently man was contributing to global warming way back then, which means we are basically screwed now if that's the case. But it also fully distorts the biblical story of Noah by making the fallen angels the good guys. So in the Old Testament, we first learn of the watchers who are, there's 300 of them, and it's their original job to protect humanity and the earth. But they rebelled, and so basically taking human wives for themselves and creating depraved hybrid Nephilim. Now, the Nephilim set themselves up as pagan gods to be worshipped, and their hybrid sons as demigod kings over the rest of humanity. Now, the book of Enoch says that the Nephilim and their children sinned against all flesh, teaching mankind the arts of witchcraft, sorcery, drug abuse, and war. And the gene pool of the human race was tainted as well, almost beyond recovery. Now, when you read the story of Noah and his family, he was not only selected to survive because of the quality of his character. Genesis states that, unlike the majority of the rest of humanity, Noah was found perfect in all his generations. So in other words, he and his family were untainted by the fallen angelic bloodline. But the movie Noah paints Noah as the psychopath, and it never once mentions God. And now we see that not only does it paint man as the plague that needs to be destroyed and removed, but now it's also painting the fallen angels as the heroes. Now, millions of people saw this movie over the weekend, and so they're receiving a version of events that are almost opposite of the story in the Bible. And the book of Matthew says that, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." So is this movie a warning? Because we already know that the powers that be, they love to put it out there. They love to brag about their coming exploits. And now, are they painting themselves and their depraved bloodline as the heroes? That's my take on the whole thing. Now, coming up, if you want to see me shoot a 12-gauge shotgun, stick around.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I'm here at Central Texas Gunworks. I'm going to meet up with Mike Cargill, and he is going to teach me about gun safety, gun selection, and how to properly shoot a gun. This is the first step to true female empowerment and uber feminism.
Well, my name is Michael Cargill, and I want to welcome you to Central Texas Gunworks. We do beginning handgun classes here, concealed handgun classes, level 3 and level 4 private security classes. And we're also a full-fledged gun store. So we actually can sell you NFA firearms. We can sell you an automatic rifle. We can also sell you a suppressor. We're actually the closest manufacturer because we're a manufacturer to the Texas State Capitol. So I'd like to welcome you to Central Texas Gunworks.
So, Jason, there are a lot of women out there that have absolutely no idea how to handle a gun or how to even choose the proper gun. I know for myself, I'm very klutzy, so that's the thing that frightens me, is I want something that feels comfortable in my hand, that I can have at home or on my person, and it'll be easy to control and won't be intimidating.
The number one thing is you want to be comfortable with it. I can put any kind of firearm in your hand. If you're not comfortable with it, it's going to be worthless to you. It's be more of a hazard than anything. You know, with females, I like to, you know, ask them a few questions. You know, really, are you going to be more likely to carry it, say, like in your purse? Or would you actually have it on your person, like an inside the waistband or, a normal holster? For a purse carry, I would recommend a revolver for several reasons. One being that, not to judge the females out there, but if you have a purse, you know, it just collects all kinds of stuff in there. With the semi-auto, if you're keeping it in your purse, if something happens, you need to get to it and use it. A lot of times you may not have the time to actually draw it out of your purse, requiring you maybe even to just shoot through your purse at whatever, is coming at you. With the semi-auto, the slide comes back after that first round is detonated and leaves the chamber, comes back, ejects a spent shell, loads another one. That motion, that slide coming back, very easily can snag on some kind of cloth in the purse, Kleenexes, whatever's in there, and then you have a malfunction, and now you're done. And I would recommend definitely have a safety, either a mechanical safety or a grip safety similar to the XTS, and, just make sure it feels good. That's really going to go more than anything to making you feel comfortable and getting you to want to shoot it more, excited about it, want to learn more about it. It's all about how it feels to you. I mean, and you'll know. I mean, once you pick it up and feel it, it'll kind of talk to you.
Right, because it doesn't do much use to have a gun in the house if you can't discharge it quickly.
You want to be as educated as you can, and that's what we strive to do here. We want to teach you everything we can about the gun so you can leave here confident and comfortable and have the tools you need to continue to practice what you learned on your own time.
We're just on the outskirts of Austin, at a gun range, which is our private range that we use for all of our classes. And today you're actually going to get an opportunity to shoot a Ruger 22, a Glock 19, a 38 Special revolver, and also an AR-15 and a 12-gauge shotgun. So you're gonna have some awesome, you know, an awesome experience here. And your instructor today is going to be Jeremy. Jeremy's a Marine Corps sniper, and he's very good at what he does.
So he'll be nice and patient with me.
Absolutely. He's going to be very patient with you. We're going to take it at your pace, and you're going to get a good experience.
I'm excited.
Awesome.
All right, so first and foremost, it's always safety, right? I know you covered it in the class earlier, but it's always, you never point at anything you do not intend to shoot. Always keep the weapon on safe until you intend to fire, and keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to fire. This is a 22 caliber pistol. We're going to shoot the Glock 19. This is a 9mm pistol. Front sight. Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Right. Finger off the trigger if we're not ready to fire.
Holy moly. That was... That one's a little more powerful.
It's a little more powerful. All right, great shot. Go ahead and set it down. Great shooting, especially for a beginner.
You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself.
Oh, God. Oh.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much for showing me the ropes today. I was really very much afraid when I first stepped in here, and now I see it's not that frightening. I just need a little bit more practice. I was quite surprised getting to test out all those different kinds of guns. Initially, I really thought a revolver was going to be for me. At least this particular style was a little difficult to pull the trigger, quite difficult if I was in a dangerous situation where I had, you know, only seconds. That wouldn't have been the gun for me, but it was the Ruger 22, which I was quite surprised. That was the one I thought, no way, that's frightening. It'll be just too easy to shoot, something like a klutzy girl like me. Dangerous, scary, but actually I was quite happy that gun. It wasn't heavy. The recoil wasn't that bad. Shotgun. I know how to shoot it. In a zombie-type situation, I know that I can protect myself. Is it the gun for me? I don't know. Unless they make smaller ones, I guess. But how'd I do?
You did pretty well, especially for the first time out here, even from the beginning. And when you did something different or that your grip changed, you automatically changed it before you shot the next round. You were safe the entire time. Your group was great. I'd love to have you back out here anytime.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would love to be back. Very exciting. Feeling very empowered. This is definitely the good first step towards true female empowerment. Uber feminism. This is what feminism is all about, is to be able to protect yourself, to not be afraid, to look danger right in the eye.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
My Hi, friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And welcome back. Our guest tonight is Dimitri Karas of Ares Armor, the California gun manufacturer. Now, Dimitri had his stores raided by the ATF a few weeks ago. They said he had some products in his store that he wasn't supposed to have. Not only his products, they were interested in his customer list. But don't worry, if you were a customer of Ares Armor, he's doing everything he can to encrypt those files to keep them out of the hands of the ATF. He joined us now to talk more about this. Dimitri Karas, thank you for your time, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
So give us the updates. You know, our viewers know about your situation, about your shop being raided. What are the new updates?
Well, right now we're kind of in a little bit of a legal quagmire as far as what steps we're taking next. The raid essentially did the following. We had a restraining order, a temporary restraining order issued against them. That restraining order was intended to stop them from taking the customer data and from taking the product in question until the courts could figure out the situation that was at hand. Well, since they were able to go around the intent of what that restraining order was and go to a separate judge and get a search warrant issued, they were able to grab up all the stuff. Well, pretty much what that did is it mooted the case of the restraining order, so we actually had to stay that case temporarily in order to reamend our complaint, if that makes any sense at all. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, and this is something I've learned about the criminal justice system that we have in this country, is federal agencies will use the criminal court system as a strategy tool in civil cases, which is exactly what it looks like happened to us here. Is what they'll do is, in order to get things out of the civil court, they'll try and bring things around on the criminal side in order to stay cases or to muddle cases that are going on the civil side, which would expose them to liability.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that said, even though it's stayed temporarily, it's just a roadblock, so to speak. And the first step in this process right now is for us to get a hold of the affidavit that they used in order to get that search warrant, because I'm very, very sure that they failed to mention certain things nobody's seen it yet,
right.
But I'd be shocked if they mentioned the contested status of the parts in question, or if they mentioned that they were wrong in their determination or any of these other things that probably the judge should have been made aware of when they were doing that search. And here's the other interesting thing. The very first thing they did when they came to raid us, guess what the very first thing they did when they came in was?
After they, when they cut the lock on your door, then they busted in?
Yep.
Okay, so what did they do when they did that?
They went and looked for the cameras to turn them off.
Really?
Yep. Every single building, that's their SOP. Whenever they come into a building, the building that I was at, they didn't kick the door down. They were very polite. I opened the door for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the agent actually asked me, are there cameras here? I said, yes. He said, can you turn them off? I said, yes, I can turn them off, but why do you want me to turn them off?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, we don't want videotape of the,
our illegal activities. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But here's the entertaining thing is they're telling us all the time when they put these cameras up all over the place, like on our traffic lights. And I mean, you can't walk more than 100 feet in any major city in this country without passing 6 freaking cameras.
Oh, that's exactly right.
And they tell you if you're not doing anything bad, you shouldn't worry about it. I would like to pose the same question to them.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Why are you worried about my camera system?
Yeah, that is the truth. Now, I saw you have something on your site talking about encryption and your, I guess, your concerns about that.
Absolutely, and this whole event has made it clearly obvious that our customer data needs to be better protected from anyone who would attempt to otherwise garnish that information for their own purposes that is not, you know, in the best interests of our customer or from anyone for that matter. And so we have brought in some people who to look at our systems and everything like that and ensure that they are protected going forward as best as technology can allow. I don't want to get into, like, which encryption programs we're going to be using or how we're going to be doing our encryption, mostly because that's...
That's understandable. That's understandable.
Just
doing the your due diligence to make sure that your customers are protected.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's honestly sad that you have to do this kind of a thing, you know, because your concern is that, well, there's government agencies out there who will lie and cheat and steal and do whatever it is that they think.
Oh, not the government. Come on, Dimitri. They never done anything like run guns into Mexico or anything like that. Come on.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other entertaining thing about this situation. If you call the courthouse where the restraining order was issued from, or not the restraining order, but the search warrant was issued from, as of right now, they have no record of the search warrant ever even existing.
Really?
Yeah, that's an interesting little twist of events. It's not an unusual thing because they went to the judge in the middle of the night, which is, you know, in line with their actions up to this point. Definitely going and having a secret warrant issued in the middle of the night that nobody can see and everything else is definitely in line with their behavior up to this point, so I'm not shocked by it.
Right.
But as of yet, there's been no return on the warrant. The court itself doesn't even have a record of the warrant ever even being issued. So it's almost, again, a delay tactic, I'm assuming, to kind of stop us from being able to get that affidavit and being able to get the information that we need to proceed in court. But they can only use that delay tactic for so long. So,
all right,
we're going to get that information.
Right. So I want to get your views on some other gun stories that are going on. But first, can you tell me what's next for Ares Armor?
The biggest thing right now is we're back up. We're operating.
Store is open again?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. We had the retail stores open the very next day. Our store in Oceanside was actually open the night. It was about around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I believe it was, somewhere around there, the very same day of the raid. Our store in National City was open the next day, and we were up online shipping orders out again as of the following Monday.
Very good, very good.
We are at full operational speed again. And we're 100% moving forward. Actually, some of our projects are actually ahead of schedule, even with this delay. I know that the Cronus pistol upper, we should be shipping those out almost 2 months ahead of schedule.
Great. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Glad to see that they couldn't shut you down. Now, I want to get your viewpoint on a few other gun-related stories that are going around. I know in California, I believe it's Sunnyvale, California, they have the magazine ban. Are you familiar with that?
Not 100% familiar with that one. They did a magazine ban in a specific county?
Yes, we have the article. It says California has refused to turn in newly banned magazines. So basically in Sunnyvale, California, they said that you can't have your, quote, high-capacity magazine. And, you know, just you as a military man, do you think that's constitutional for them to say that you can't have a particular type of magazine?
I think that's an absolute joke, to be honest with you. And that's kind of, it's going across the state. I know that the ban was on the rebuild kits and everything else like that, and these other ways that people were using, you know, to replace their old magazines and things like that. But with that being said, if you look at, like, previous things that happened in history, which is the Battle of Athens, the key important thing to learn from that is that the civilians need to have weapons that are equal grade to the local law enforcement. Otherwise, tyranny can just flourish.
Yes.
The sheriff that was out there during the McKean County War, which is what I was just bringing up, he would probably still be in power and still be manipulating all the elections and still be doing all these things if the local citizens would not have been able to go out and actually get military-grade weapons to push that you know, force back.
That's right. Now, I want you to speak more about this because you're a military man. And, you know, a lot of people, they ask these questions, why do you need a assault rifle? Why do you need a high-capacity magazine, as it's been termed? They say, why do you need military-grade equipment? Can you elaborate more to that end?
And, well, it's almost exactly what I was just saying right there. If you, one of the biggest reasons for firearm ownership is to be able to combat your local government if it should be so required, if they ever start stepping out of line. And for people to say that our government would never step out of line because we're the United States of America is to keep their head buried so far in the sand that they can't, you know, understand anything that's going on around them. Our country is going down the tubes faster than you can possibly imagine. And having weapons that are of equal grade to the actual government is of great import to the people of this country. It is of great import.
Very good, and that's very well spoken, because a lot of people, they just don't seem to understand this, because they think that we live in this perfect world, and I just can't believe people can't just look at things that are happening overseas. We see the drone killings, we see these unconstitutional wars, and now those things are starting to come back here. We have drones flying U.S.-Mexico border, U.S.-Canada border. We have police departments getting taser drones and other weaponized armaments, but they say that the private citizens should not be able to have these same type of armaments, and I think it's completely ridiculous, just as you said there.
Absolutely, and the thing is they're going to get no matter what happens, there's going to be a surprise wake-up call if anything ever does escalate to those levels. And I can tell you, this is the other entertaining thing, and I'm not normally one for the tinfoil hat, but I usually shoot down conspiracy theories around me all the time. I have had no less than 4 conversations with different gun shops, from Alaska to Ohio to Florida. It has become apparently clear to me that over the last couple of months, 100% they are building a list of anyone that has anything to do with firearms. And I can tell you this, they're going into gun shops right now. And they're saying, hey, we're going to do an audit of your records, which is normal. And then they're taking photo scans of the entire customer records that have nothing to do with the regular things that they're doing, i.e. people who are purchasing side products and things like that. I got off the phone with a person just yesterday from back east who had actually told them, no, you can't do that. That's illegal. And they said, well, we're doing a criminal investigation. And he said, yeah, well, you can come back with a subpoena or a warrant. You know, and with specifically who you're looking for and things of that nature. Well, they come back 2 weeks later with 15 ATF agents and a general warrant that allows them to copy their entire customer record database, just like what happened to us, except for, you know, the only reason this is actually even coming to my attention right now is because of the publicity that happened on our end. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these shops are actually reaching out to us and are saying, hey, the same thing happened to me, the same thing happened to me, the same thing happened to me. And it's interesting that these stories all seem to have started at the turn of this year. And if you think about it, if I was them and I wanted to make a gigantic list of customers who are not for people in the gun community, that's exactly what I would do. I would go to the gathering places, the places that house the most information, which is the businesses that sell these items.
That's right. And why do you think now? Do you have any thought as to why now?
I have no idea. I have not even the foggiest clue, but the only thing I know is that there 100% there is a list being built. Again, I'm pretty far from the crowd that's normally the conspiracy theories, but mostly because I work for the government and my experience with the government is, well, yeah. Usually they're too up to pull off any sort of anything, but. I mean, whatever's going on here is 100% getting directed from a higher source. There's no way that could happen across the country like that without, you know what I mean, at the same time. That's what's weird. And who knows why they're doing it? They're just doing it, you know?
Exactly, because, you know, they'd been warned about for a long time, registration leads to confiscation. And that was always my question with your case. You know, why does the ATF want all of your customer records? Why would they need something like that? But, Dimitri, can you give us your final thoughts as we end our interview?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of those, and I got to put this out there. The biggest part to this is being able to stand up and say no. These people are not used to hearing those words. They're not used to hearing no. They're used to coming into a situation and bullying people around and having those people lay over and give them whatever they want. So if they come and they say whatever it is that they're doing, it's okay to tell them no. Make them make good on the threats. If they have to go out and get a warrant, make them go get their warrant. And when they do come back, make them look like complete idiots, because that's what they are. They're an entire, their entire organization is a joke. They know their entire organization is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
They operate under the premise of bullying people into what they want to do. They manipulate the judicial system. And everything they're doing is 100% wrong. And the very first step to correcting this issue is getting them the attention that they deserve. And the simplest, most efficient way to do that is to look them right in the face and say, No, I'm not going to be bullied by you. You can come back with a warrant. If you want to make a threat towards me, I'm going to make you make good on that threat.
Exactly. Dimitri Karas, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you so much.
And that's what you have to do. You have to stand up and say, hey, I have my rights. You're not going to infringe on our rights. And that's a great way to do it. Do it peacefully as possible. But the thing that you have to do, if it all comes down to it, tell them, come and take it. That's right. You can go to the InfoWars shop, get the come and take it, get the Molon Labe. All of it. We got the ones for the ladies as well. It's all right there at the InfoWars shop. So that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.